USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Search crews from more than a dozen agencies are back in the wetlands of southwest Florida looking for Brian Laundrie. He's the missing fiancé of homicide victim Gabby Petito. Investigators are searching for Laundrie in the Carlton Reserve, a big prairie and swampy area in Sarasota County. Laundrie went missing after his parents said he went for a hike in the park 10 days ago. Yesterday, an arrest warrant was issued for Laundrie after a federal grand jury indicted him for alleged unauthorized use of a debit card following Petito's death. After cheering the approval of the Pfizer COVID booster shots, President Biden has a message for everyone who has chosen not to get vaccinated.
Get vaccinated. It can save your life, your life. It can save the lives of those around you.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you on Medicare or soon to go on? Some important news from Newsmax. The Medicare Board of Trustees just released a report saying it will run out of money in 2026. It's happening sooner than imagined. All this week, Grant Stinchfield reveals the shocking story of Medicare abuse. He talks to the insiders, tells you what happened, and shows you how you can protect your insurance. Watch Stinchfield's Medicare Abuse series on Newsmax at 8 p.m. Eastern. Newsmax is America's fastest-growing cable news channel. It's on every major cable system. Just check your cable guide. If your cable system doesn't carry Newsmax, call your operator or switch to a service that does. Get Newsmax on most streaming services or download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone. It takes just seconds. Newsmax covers the big stories you need to know. Medicare is in real trouble. Get the facts about your insurance. Watch Stinchfield on Newsmax tonight.
Authorities in Tennessee now say 15 people were injured in a deadly shooting at a Kroger store just outside of Memphis. The gunman and one victim died at the scene on Thursday. The Democratic-led January 6th Commission is issuing subpoenas.
Former Trump administration officials have been issued subpoenas to appear before the committee that's investigating the January 6th riot. Former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows has been issued a subpoena by the House Select Committee investigating January 6th. Former Deputy Chief of Staff Dan Scavino, former Defense Department official Kash Patel, and former White House advisor Steve Bannon are being instructed to produce materials and come to depositions next month. Committee members have indicated they want to know more about meetings with former President Trump in the days leading up to the violent Capitol breach that disrupted the counting of the Electoral College. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
President Biden is participating in a bilateral meeting with the Indian Prime Minister. President Biden explains what the two leaders will be talking about in their meeting.
Prime Minister and I are going to be talking today about what more we can do to fight COVID-19, take on the climate challenges that the world face, and ensure stability in the Indo-Pacific, including with our own Quad partners.
The two are participating in an in-person meeting of the Quad Nations on Friday, which includes leaders from Japan and Australia. President Biden adding, due to a strong relationship between the United States and India, the two can tackle challenges together. In the House, GOP leadership is urging the party to vote no on the bipartisan infrastructure bill that will come up for a vote next week. Iowa Congressman Ashley Hinson joins Fox Business to explain the reasons why she's not in favor of the bill.
It's triggering inflation. It's horrible for our economy, and it's not the right time to be spending this much money on policies Americans don't want or need right now.
On Thursday, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer announced Democrats also reached agreement on a framework to pay for a larger budget package. Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley announcing on Twitter Friday that he will be running for an eighth term in Iowa. Grassley set to face former Democratic Representative Abby Finkenbauer's year's general election. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.